are rolling with Jacob Israel. Thank you for coming back again.
Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? I'm so excited. I think this is such an important topic too, because we're talking about the community, you know.
Yeah, for
And
sure. I agree. I've decided, I was watching some of your videos last night to prep for this, and I love just swimming around in the person's stuff before I have an interview, so it's just all right there on my head. But I
That's a very
decided
goofy pool. That's a goofy pool to be, because my stuff is all over the place. It's entertaining and encouraging, at least.
Well, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. But I decided that I think of you as the spiritual speculator. Like, you know those wildcatters in Texas, like the oil guys? And like you're hitting oil field after oil field. Like
I'm
you're
kidding.
hitting them,
Yeah,
you're
thanks
hitting
be
them.
to God.
And I'm like, you know, I know he calls himself a meathead, and he says, you know, I'm not a prophet, I'm a writer. But you really are good at seeing patterns and seeing where they're gonna go, and very accurately. It's awesome.
It's
I was
eerie.
watching a video that you did about a year ago, and you had Russell Brand on the
Right?
very front of it,
Yeah, it's almost like almost predicted it. It's crazy.
and it's almost exactly a year to the time that it happened.
1 year, 11 days. There's been this thing. I don't know. 11/11 is kind of a big thing on my channel. But for whatever reason, the numbers 111, like Prince Charles III, I've been seeing that everywhere. This sounds a little weird, but it was just interesting because it was like 1 year and I 10 months and like 11 days or something in between. And it's just strange that you see these numbers pop up again and again, which is interesting because you start to think, well, maybe there's something to this simulation theory. Maybe there's something to, things being, our reality being coded. Who knows? But it sure is weird. It is weird, and it's like lately it's been happening more and more. It's like, oh,
And
here's another
faster and
one.
faster. It is like birth pangs for sure.
It's
It's
very interesting.
wild. But your prophecy that you don't claim is pretty darn amazing. And I understand that a prophet is 100% accurate. But I also know that there's people that you can look back and you can really respect what they've brought. And so one of the first questions I wanted to ask you, because I feel like this is really important in the entire umbrella of a truther. What do you want to bring people in your channel? Like,
Oh, right.
what is your objective? What is your goal?
My goal is pretty simple because because of my past, I didn't have the easiest upbringing. My mother was very young when she had me. I didn't have a father. We lived in the projects. It seemed like my life was very difficult. And then I was very sick from about 15 on. In and out of the hospital, picked on, abuse, all this stuff, right? But all along the way, I always had this idea that there was more, So like my faith always carried me through. I used to go to church by myself because my mother wasn't, a religious person. I used to go to the church. I used to go to the Catholic church down the street. I'd just walk down, but I would never listen. I would always like, I'd have, these daydreams of like, one day I'm gonna serve you, and one day, like, because I was a young child, and it was like I wanted to be kind of like a superhero for God, and because God was always there for me. So all along my life, I've always tried to lift people up because I just kind of believe that if I lived a good life, if I treated people better, then, I mean, even people that are horrible to you, I just believe that that was the right thing to do. And so ironically, I ended up doing some pretty interesting things. I always had this idea, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then it would happen. I'd tell people, I said, oh, I'm going to be the head writer for World Wrestling. And people would say, you're really a weirdo. You're selling orthopedic furniture at a store.
You're a
How's
spiritual
that going to happen?
speculator.
And then that faith would lead me. And then I'd ended up at the WWE. And I was very strange to be there. And then it was like, oh, I'm going to work for Christian TV. I didn't know why. I just kind of had that desire. And then God brings me there. And then I'm the head writer. And, and I didn't fit anywhere. And I wasn't happy anywhere. It was like, I felt like God brought me from one place to another place to another place to
To
kind of
keep
set me up so that,
refining.
yeah, refining me and showing me that, like, WWE, there's elements of it that's just incredibly corrupt, but same in Christian TV. So it's like no matter where God brought me, what he showed me was there aren't a lot of sincere people. Maybe they think they are, Maybe they desire to be, maybe I'm just misjudging them, but it doesn't, you know, you look at their fruit. That's how a tree is known, by its fruits. Amen. And the stuff that I do, the stuff that you got to look at my life's work, you know, how I've been. I'm not the perfect man, but you can look at the tree and say, hey, you know, if this tree is doing some pretty horrible things in their 30s, it's a good call by 50. You know, you really have to have your life completely turned around. It's like, you know, so once the tree is producing good fruit, hopefully. So I started my YouTube channel. Ironically, Jacob Israel from the scriptures, he worked for Laban, who was a sheep shearer. He was like, he'd make money off the flock. He didn't feed the flock. So I went to work for, ironically, this television network, Christian television network, where they made money off of the flock. You know, they were the largest Christian network in the world. But I was a shepherd. I was a writer. And while I was there, I kind of put, like Jacob did with Laban, he kind of put his rods in the waters for the sheep, you know, because he made a deal with, because I wasn't happy there, you know, but I said, you know what, give me all the people that you don't want. Like literally, I wanted to reach out to the people that they'd turn their backs on and they would condemn and say, oh, you're not worthy. And, you know, I wanted the speckled sheep. So I started a website, jacobisrael.com, and I started sharing just, you know, I'd write essay after essay after. I have like thousands of pages that I've like kind of dug into the scriptures, because when I was around 30 or so, well, when the twins hit, when the twins were hit by the whatever, that was really kind of my big awakening. And then it was like one thing after another. So yeah, really my desire always was to lead people, not to me, because I know I don't have it all figured out. Like even like I said to you, when you sent me over the title, I said, wow. And I said, that's going to trigger some people, because my initial gut reaction is, who am I to say who you shouldn't be listening to? Like, I don't want that to be, and that's not our motivation.
And for clarity, we aren't doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got another
not.
Objective. Yes.
But it's interesting, because it gets you to, you know, gets you to question really, who can you trust? So I wanted to lead everybody to God. I said, and that was the thing, you know, Jacob had a well, and Jesus said this when the woman was there, the Samaritan woman, who he wasn't supposed to talk to. It was like, you know, why don't you give me some water? And the woman says, oh no, it's too deep, and it's this, that, and the other thing, and made a lot of excuses. But if you keep going to this well, and that was Jacob's well, you'll thirst again. You know, so I say on the channel, but if you leave with Christ, because Christ sits at this well, I say it on my channel. I say, if you come here, you want to drink, you want to be inspired, you want to look at the weird, crazy, amazing news, and then have me kind of speculate how it's going to turn into something that's going to affect your life in a hopefully a positive manner, well, then come to the well. Come get a sip. But if you leave here without Christ, without going to God, without asking for the truth, no matter what the cost, you know, it was like, that was my motivation, was I wanted people to ask for more. I wanted people to go to God, because I knew that if I could just get them to do that, I've done a good job.
100%.
I've done a good job, you know? 100%. So, but I also understand that I must present myself in a better way. You know, like I can't be, I'm a very funny guy, and I have a sense of humor, and there's things that people post that I know I could make go viral, and I could make, because I know how to write, and I know how to get people hooked, but I feel like I need to be an example.
It's incongruent.
It's sad that I have to feel like I need to be the example, because, but this is kind of who I am. So I try to be myself, and I try to understand that not everybody is where I am. So I'm not going to, you know, like off what I used to do back in the days, if someone would attack me, I would immediately, you know, respond to that and then correct what they got wrong. Mm-hmm. And almost like, I didn't want to publicly call them out, but almost like, you know, hey, listen. But then when I got older, I realized you can't help people that way. Mm-hmm. So now and it's ironic, because they're always like, I watched you for years. You helped me open my eyes to the Lord. And now I go to this church, and, you know, it's like, so you're saying that I helped you, but now you're calling me a Freemason? You know, like people say weird things. It's just very strange to me. So now I reach out to them in private, and I try to, I feel like there's no shepherds. you know, I feel like the harvest is here and the laborers are few. I feel very alone out here. That's the truth.
Yeah. I understand that 100%. I also think, though, that my daughter had made a comment about how the information age is over when COVID started. And she said there's so much out there that's not true that we're no longer getting information that's accurate. And she was correct. But what I feel like happened in that was it is that when somebody finally hits that rock bottom, they have to become friends with truth. Mm. So my next question for you is, are you or do you consider yourself a truther?
I don't understand what you know, that term has come to mean. Like when you hear that, there's a very negative connotation to it, but there's also a lot of pride attached to it. I'm somebody who wants the truth no matter what the cost. But, you know, labels, that's the thing, is I don't quite fit.
I knew you would answer that way. And I agree with you. It is my belief that anyone that holds on to that label might have some pride issues.
Right.
And I think there's a humility that comes with saying, I am human, I am a liar. There is not a human on this earth that isn't a liar. So what we're dealing with, instead of looking at people like, here's a channel of a truther, or here's this is a reliable source, for us to go back to remembering that every human is a spectrum. Right. And so I wrote down the five things, or the five reasons people lie. And 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm sorry. Yeah, 5. Okay, so the first one is to avoid punishment. And see, that's what the back of your shirt is. The back of your shirt is.
Yeah, no matter
what.
And
that's the biggest reason I think people do lie, is I think there's a lot of cowards. There's a lot of cowards. They don't want to stand in what's going to come at them if they tell the truth. Right. Now, I understand that you don't throw pearls before swine, and that's another conversation. So then the next reason is to gain advantage.
Right.
So avoid punishment, gain advantage. The third one is to protect self or others, which is a huge female trait. This is a woman. Guys will face that. Women will tell their friend, they'll tell them a lie just to make them feel better. Mm. To fit into society, right? We see this happening a lot with a lot of different agendas. I'm not going to say them out loud. Right. And then the final one is to maintain privacy. And so especially for maintaining privacy, I completely get that. But let's say that we were gonna look at some of the truthers. If you're giving people advice on how to discern truth, how would you apply those five? And do you agree with them?
Well, I think it. Oh yes, I do. I do. I think that was very well thought out. I think it all boils down to fear. You know, no matter how you look at it. And see, you know, it's hard to be in a world. We came into this world, you know, and it's run by the father of all lies, right? This is the father of all lies, the principalities of the air. And there's no truth in that devil. So there's no truth in the father of this world. If there's no truth in it. And, you know, even in scripture, you have this picture of the dragon, that the flood that comes out of the dragon's mouth to you know, destroy that child. It's a picture of, you know, the Christ that's in us, you know, kind of, you know, killing off your faith. And how do you, and if Christ is the power and wisdom of God, and that your word, O Lord, is truth. So if you have the truth within you, and then you have a dragon that's only the father of all lies, meaning whatever it creates is a lie. The lie is trying to extinguish the truth that's in you. Hence, fake news, right? Fake news. And knowing that right now the time is so short, because I really feel like we're entering into, this is a whole other thing. It's like it's coming to an end, and it's coming to a new beginning, and I'm really super excited about it. But while I'm excited about it, the world is really getting bad, and the enemy will say of truth, lies, working overtime. So what I did about a year ago was I've been actively in my faith. I try to put my faith out there, because if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to the sycamore tree, be cast into the sea. You could say to this mountain, be cast into the sea. So what I started to do was I started to like speak out my faith. And awesome. I even created a hashtag, if they be corrupt. And so part of the reason why I did the video about Russell Brand, and I also did the same thing, by the way, with Mr. Tate, where mm-hmm. I did a video and I told everybody on air, I think it's time that the Lord show the world who these people are. Mm-hmm. And it was like, the next day was when the news broke about him, you know, and here we are. And people are still defending a person.
Oh, 100%.
As monstrous, because the world, can you blame them? Because they've had nothing but lies. So they need a better example. But where is the example?
I think it's also seek and you shall find. People aren't knocking for truth. They're knocking for the dopamine hit.
Right.
And so when you don't have congruence within you, you can't see truth.
Right.
And that's part of the problem is once you have enough darkness in you, the scales are there. And yeah. So in order to get the scales to drop, you got to increase the amount of truth in your life.
Yeah.
And I think go ahead.
No. You know, it's funny. You said scales over your eyes. That was Paul's big problem, right? Saul's problem before he became Paul. He was blinded and it was like scales were over his eyes. And then he was set straight because the prophet came to him and brought him to the street called straight. I'm going to set you straight because you're persecuting, you're killing Christians. That's basically what you do. If you're a religious man who's serving the God of this world, who's a liar, you think that you're the Pharisee of all Pharisees, but you realize it's all dung when your eyes are open to Christ. And you know what the scales are in scripture? Pride. It's written, I think it's in the book of Ezekiel and the book of Ecclesiastes, I think. The scales of the Leviathan are his pride. So the pride has to fall away before you can see again. So it's interesting. You say the darkness, the ignorance, that was his problem. He was ignorant. He didn't know any better.
Sure.
And it was his pride. So that was like, so
that's great. I mean,
cool
awesome,
that you said
awesome.
That.
Yeah. And I was thinking too, one of the things that I think would be really important is for us to go through an example. And so I wrote down, cause Russell Brand's, his So This Happened video was only like, I don't know, 2-3 minutes long. It wasn't very long. So I wrote down some of the things. I want to get comments from you and then I'll comment on, but I want people to kind of keep this formula in mind. You have content. This is a math equation. And if you subtract from that content, the bringing that isn't truth, then you have truth. And
right.
So what we have to do is we have to be good at discerning which things are incongruent, like
right.
You were saying, the fruit, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna tell you the very first sentence that he said when he was saying, so this happens. The very first sentence he said is, this channel exists to critique, attack, and undermine the news and all its corruption.
Yeah.
When you hear that,
oh, you're going Carmen. You're going there.
But I just want, I want you to say, when you hear that,
right.
Do you hear any lies?
Yes, I do. If I'm being honest, you know what I hear right off the bat is I hear him exonerating himself of his past. And even like the flippant, so this happened. I mean, my goodness gracious. I'd be devastated. I'm sure he's devastated. But I mean, you know, it's not good. Look, it's not looking good for him. And I think that humility is the best. I mean, it's clear he's messed up. But how did he get so big? How did he get so influential? You know, it's like I said this in my show because I don't want to, because he could be a good man. Since then,
on everyone.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot more stuff coming out about him. And it's all very, you know, it's all very salacious. But you want him to be a good, you know, like I was rooting for him in the beginning because he was saying things that I had to find clever ways around. But then I started to see him. I started to really look at the fruit. Like, what is he showing us? And that's when I started to question him. And I started to question, you know, the idea that, you know, they're giving us our heroes, and our heroes are really psychotic and narcissistic.
they're fascinating and a big fat dopamine hit.
Yeah. And they're like, you can't look away.
You're so nice. Okay, so you answered the question.
Yeah, and probably a plant, is what I think. I mean, that's what I think. Right. These are opinions. It's okay. Just an opinion.
I want people to hear this because this is really important. When I first started this, I asked you, why does your channel exist? And your answer, in a nutshell, was to turn people to God, to to lift them up. You said lift. Do you see what I'm saying with his channel?
Yes.
So his channel exists.
To attack, tear down, yeah.
To attack, critique, and here's the thing.
I know, you're brilliant. That was brilliant.
I'm not brilliant.
Now I see where you're going.
But what I'm trying to show people is it's easy. And then you trumped me because you said, oh, well, just look at the title. So this happened. How flippant that is.
Like it's nothing.
I mean, these people and their stories mean nothing.
This is gold.
People, listen to this. Hear it. Because if you can... Even just look at that. Okay, so can we go to one more?
Sure.
Okay, the next one.
I'm enjoying this.
Okay, so the next one is, I received extremely disturbing letters and emails listing extremely egregious and aggressive attacks that I absolutely refute. Mm. Any comment on that one?
I mean, you hear this and you think to yourself, you know, if you're saying you absolutely refute something, you're saying without a shadow of a doubt, it did not happen.
Perfect. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. And then I want you to go to the end where he says, we are obviously going to look into this because of its serious nature. Mm. Would you say that if
we're going to look into it?
Do you see what I'm saying?
If I absolutely refute, there's nothing to look into. It didn't happen.
And that's what I would tell my son. If my son came to me and told me that, I would say, ignore him.
Yeah.
Why would you even address him?
Yeah.
And so I think this is why I wanted to give this example. And I love that you trumped me on just the title because I'm telling you, it's that obvious.
Yeah.
It's that quick.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he doesn't say brilliant things. And I'm not saying he doesn't say them brilliantly. He has a fantastic...
Yeah, he's a great performer.
He has charisma.
He's a guru.
Well, I mean, we could go
That's
into...
Says.
But
says.
I mean...
He says he's a prophet, too.
Yeah. Well, he might...
I mean, he says these things.
Yeah.
I'm not making it up.
Those are things too, okay? Yeah. So pull what you can from somebody. You know, somebody will come to me and go, what do you think of Tucker Carlson? What do you think of this person? What do you think of that person? And I'll just sit back and wait, and then I'll send them, this is what he said. What do you think of that?
Right. Yeah.
And here's the other thing is, tell everyone how often we get intel. I have a tiny little channel. I have people giving me information.
I know.
Your channel is not tiny.
It's not tiny.
Well, I'm just saying compared to, you know, Russell Brand or Tucker or you.
But here's the thing. What are the quality people? Think about the quality people, right? So you're probably getting people that are more driven toward. They have to give the multitude their dog whistle. Like as a friend of mine said, he says the whole thing's a dog whistle to direct us and steer us. And I thought that was pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
Because this whole thing is becoming that, you know, and we're justifying terrible behavior.
Yeah.
He was 30 something. He was in a relationship with a girl who was 16. That's just weird to me. Just weird to me. It's just weird. Yeah,
but he also, I mean, I was reading Wikipedia, who knows how real that is, but I was just looking at some of the stuff, and he had a horrific childhood. Yeah. And was abused and talked about all these crazy things in his book. And of course, I've just recently heard that he had some, like, people were saying that he abused pets in his book, even though he was younger. And that's an indicator of, you know, narcissism. Some really bad stuff. Absolutely. The way I always look at it is, it doesn't matter who you are. There are pieces of you that are lies. I have lied to maintain privacy. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have lied to not hurt someone's feelings only because I know they can't carry it.
Yeah.
So don't throw pearls before swine. Oh, it was so good.
It was such a great one.
I'm actually really good at sharing truths with a lot of grace and mercy in private. Right. Yeah. And so don't ask me if you don't want the answers, is what I tell people.
You don't want the truth, right?
That's actually how I got my job in production, was I was telling people what I really thought of their scripts.
Oh, good.
So yeah. I got a reputation for, like, she will tear it apart. Yeah. And so that just is one of those things that happened. So at what point do you go, okay, there's kind of a flippant attitude, or here's a comment that tells you that what he is existing for is to critique and attack, or, you know, whatever that's counter to what you want in your life. At what point do you put enough dots together that you know that you have what you have? Does that make sense? Right. How do you discern that?
No, it's there's something to be said for really trusting your intuition. You know, like, if you have a bad, like, I can't tell you how many times I've had a bad feeling about something and I didn't listen to that feeling, you know? And I get that feeling a lot when I'll watch a video, or when I'll see, like, there are certain people. People that say things that I know is so wrong and so, like, psychically damaging to so many people. You know, like, there's a big thing in the Republican Party, which is, we're done turning the other cheek. You know, that's, we're done turning the other, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm done. And you know, how you could take and twist, you know, the love of God into being something that's brutal and forceful and, you know, and it's that, it goes back to that whole argument. Well, there was a time when Jesus said, bring a sword. He didn't say sword. He said, you know, now sell them and get yourself a couple of knives. They only had two. They had more than 12 people there. There was only two knives between them, and it was knife for cutting meat. And it was a utility knife because they were going to go on the road because they were going to be stalked and hunted. So it was like, right now, you better go get yourself, like, a Swiss Army knife, because you're going to be in the woods. And it wasn't like, you know, go get yourself an M16 right now. And, you know, but they take it, a God of love who says, turn your other cheek to your enemy, you know, and they'll twist it into something. And so when I see it, I feel it inside. So I almost don't need to know really where they're coming from to know where they're coming from when it seems like it's leading you to a place of hate. You know, so once again, you know, is this something that's, you know, encouraging people to love and to forgive, or is it something that's, you know, driving people further and further away?
Right. And that's why I think it's important to look at why he created his channel. And right. And let's
right.
Let's
and the look timing at it. Of it and the timing of it, because, you know, you look at, he came on the scene right when the virus of the crown hit, you know, and it was like, that was it. And things that, you know, and then people got more and more emboldened by him, and they lost all their channels, you know, they lost all their channels and they lost all their, he's like, his monetization, this guy's a multi-millionaire.
Right.
He's, you know, he's doing
okay.
So let me
ask you a question then. Do you believe that there is a pyramid and there's people at the top of the pyramid running things, and that, there's, do you believe that person at the top of the pyramid is smart enough to have a second layer?
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt there's
layer?
Probably third, fourth. Yeah, I would, you know, it's little things like, you know, with the whole Mr. Jones thing. You know him, right? The guy wears a NASA shirt all the time. And
AJ,
he's another one that, like, you know, you want to root and you want to cheer for these people, but then you listen to them, and it's easy to tell that, you know, these things are going to happen. Like when Kanye came to visit,
yeah,
with him, and he had the NASA hat on. Yeah. I said something crazy is going to happen. I told everybody. I said he's going in there, and that's when that whole thing with, you know, right now you got Canada celebrating him.
Right. You know,
it's a very weird day that we're in. There must be a massive psychological operation.
Well, I'm doing an entire series with Cheryl Beck on the Monarch programming, and we've already done four, and it's based on the Greenbaum speech. She estimates that 30 million people have been programmed.
Oh God, I wouldn't doubt it. Think about how many people will turn on their neighbor. You know, because they wouldn't wear
their own family, their own family.
My mother wouldn't visit me, you know, she wouldn't visit me, but that was an excuse because I know her. She just didn't want to visit, you know, but she said that you're the irresponsible thing and this and that and the other thing. I mean, I had a feeling, you know what I mean? And it was like, with this one, I trusted it. Then I started to look at the fruit. I said, let me give it a sec and let me take a look and see how they're handling it. And then when they started doing all that crazy stuff, it's obvious this is not for our well-being, in my head, I said. I said, obviously, it's probably for greed, probably for profit. Maybe they think the best. Maybe they're hoping for the best. But there's way too many coincidences.
Well, and you look at Russell Brand, he's absolutely increased his subscription.
Multi-millions.
Base. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. I do
best
like
friend.
I do. I do like how you took the five and you turned them into one. Because really, you were correct. If you want to avoid punishment, you're afraid. If you want to gain advantage, you're afraid that you can't trust that you will gain advantage without lying. Mm-hmm. If you want to protect others, you're afraid if you don't have faith in them, you're afraid of them. If you want to fit into society, you're afraid that you're not enough in the eyes of God. And if you want to maintain privacy, you're afraid that someone can get you when you're actually protected.
Oh, yeah. What a way to sleep. Listen, you know, I got to tell you.
That's like, boom, mind blowing.
And if people could apply that to their life and understand it so that when that urge comes to lie, why am I lying?
Yeah.
Why don't I step out in faith and be more honest, be more sincere? I did that in my relationship with my wife in the beginning. I had a lot of insecurity.
I love your honesty.
I've had so many people in my life, you know, abandon me, disown me, this, you know, all of these things that I know my heart. I know what kind of a man I am. So of course, you know, after my first wife took off and took everything, and I just kept the kids. I just, you know, and, you know, luckily all that's been forgiven. She's in California. I got to raise my children. But I've been abandoned so much that when I met Danielle, well, you know, this is, my God's given me this amazing, this treasure of a woman. And I was so scared. Oh, you don't love me. How many years did I say, you don't love me? You don't love me.
God bless her.
You know, God bless her. I always said to her, I said, thank you for being patient with me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get lies in my head because they've been formed. The lies of the, and it's fear. If we could get over our fear, because what's in fear? Torment. There's torment and fear. And God has not given us the spirit of fear. So when we get into that mindset, it's a lie. If it's a lie, it's not God.
We're on the wrong side of the team. We're on the wrong side of the field.
You can let yourself in and out of those gates of hell. You know, you got power over the gates. You can let yourself into the hell of fear, or you can let yourself out. Yeah. You know, that's the power that Christ gave us. To trample on scorpions, right? To smash those snake heads. Lies, liars, and lies. Get rid of them. The truth sets you free.
Yes. You know? And like, okay, so let's say you find someone, and let's use Tucker Carlson for an example, because he is so loved.
You know, I hung out with him.
Oh, you did?
Years ago at my, this is so strange, at my 20th high school reunion, where I went back to the high school where everybody beat me up and everything else. I was shaken. I used to get so nervous. he was, I guess, at that place, and he was maybe starting over in New York or something. But we ended up hanging out all night and talking for hours. Wow. Fun guy, interesting guy. He had the bow tie on. But I always find it strange. I'm like, you know, like the Lord has put me in front of a lot of interesting people, you know, and I'm always curious as to how God saw fit. And now it's like, I see Tucker and I understand the power he wields.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, he's a sword,
right?
You know?
Right. But that gets back to, if I get the intel I get with my small sphere, and you get the intel that you get and you're a bigger one, and imagine the intel that they have.
Oh,
and that's
goodness.
The part right. that I do get a little frustrated with, to have access to truths that other people don't, but to still hold some sort of party line basically says what?
I said he was going to be the face of Twitter. Okay. Before he was fired, I said, he's going to be the face of Twitter. Then when he was fired and let go, him and Don Lemon, I said, he's going to be the face of Twitter. Put it out. Just knew it. You know why? Because there's going to be this whole thing about legacy media, because everything's going online.
Yes.
So they have to find a way to cleverly bring it in. And here it is. It's a Trojan horse. Here it is. Oh, you're getting the free speech guy. He's got a free. And what does he do? I'm going to have an hour-long interview with Mr. Tate.
And
that's
brother.
What I'm going to do with my great big platform.
Yeah. Hear what Jacob is saying. Somebody that has that kind of access, that kind of platform, right. and the personality that you credit him with, he does not have. Because if he did, that's not who he would highlight.
Right.
Would you have him on?
People, oh God, no. No, I mean, you know, if that's not true, I shouldn't say that.
Okay, because I was going to say I would, but
I would say, why did you have people tattoo your name? You know, why? I've seen enough videos of this guy. You got to remember, I got attacked. I lost 1,000 subs on the video I did about Tate when he was in his heyday. Yeah. You know, everybody
Men
was loving
him.
This guy.
Men love
and
him.
They still love him. Candace Owens just had him on. This is nuts that they're holding water for somebody that's terrible.
But Candace is another one. Like, I didn't know her history, and Tree of Logic came and visited me, and she shared that she used to be a liberal, and she used to literally have a website that doxed people, no matter how many children, no matter where they
live. Doesn't seem like she comes from a good place.
Yeah, and so, you know, and this is what, do I still watch Candace? Yeah, she has someone on. Every once in a while I do. And same with Tucker. I still watch, like, he had Ken Paxton on from Texas. I watched it.
Right.
I'm going to pull the truth out of whatever's there.
Yeah.
And that's what I think we have to begin doing, is let the Holy Spirit lead us to truth. Let truth come to us. It actually will come to you. Does it not to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so show people, if you don't mind, sharing some ways that truth has come to you other than spiritually, like the Holy Spirit just speaking to you. But how has truth come to you in ways that have kind of blown your mind?
Well,
if you have an example.
Oh, gosh. I never had a voice in my head. I'd get, I get ideas, you know, and I'm telling you, I'll pray. Like, I go to the gym. I get a lot of my inspiration at the gym. And the reason I go to the gym so much, people don't know this, I have something called Crohn's disease and something called ankylosing spondylitis. Ankylosing spondylitis is a really bad arthritis. You're in pain all the time. And you turn out to be all, like, hunchbacked and all scary looking. When I was a child, that was my greatest fear, was that one day I would look. So here the Lord gives me a disease.
Right.
So I did some research. And instead of doing all the biologics and all the radiation and all the other did when I had Crohn's, and I was in and out of the hospital, I did the right thing. I did natural means, better diet, and I exercise nonstop. That's like the key, is moving. There's an expression in the AS community. It's if you snooze, you fuse.
But everyone, I believe everyone's like that. You guys just have a bigger... effective.
Sure, everything atrophies. Yeah. Everything atrophies. So I'll go and I'll pray and I'll say, oh, you know, teach me what I got to do now. What's the next show? I got nothing, Lord. I do this while I'm doing cardio. And like, it's almost always, I'll get like I won't be paying attention and I'll be doing a set and then I'll just get a random thought. It'll just pop up. Like with Russell Brand, I forgot I did a video on that anniversary.
Right.
It was just like a thought, you know, this is the second time that Russell's been brought up. You should address this. I'm like, I don't really want to address it. You know? And it was like, well, maybe you did a show. I go back, I do the show. And then I add the dates up and I'm going, I got to do the show. So, but God shows up in everything that I do and everything that everybody does. You just have
of course.
You know, you have to look for it. You know, you have to look for it. And
that's where I think that the truth for you is completely aligned with your speculator role.
I'm a seeker.
Yeah. And so, so if you're going to be the person writing the story, because you are, you're always writing it in your own mind.
Right.
What two ways do you see it? Because you know how there's from this spectrum to this spectrum, what are the ways that you could see it going?
Oh, you mean like the future?
Going forward, yeah.
I've been telling
everybody. If you don't mind.
I've been telling everybody for a long time. Before Trump lost the election, I had a weird dream. It's like become very famous on my channel, where I had a dream where there was a coffin and I was carrying Trump in a coffin and he was dancing on my side. It was very weird. And I titled the video, Fatal Head Wound Revealed, something like that. Will they fake it? I put actually on the thumbnail. And then I started telling everybody not to buy into it because I noticed online that they were showing massive crowds for Trump. Mm-hmm. And then they were like making fun of Biden. You'd see like people in circles. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I think he's going to lose. I started telling everybody because they're showing everybody that he's going to win with a landslide. Mm-hmm. What if it's too close? So what I did was I took the Twitter that day, the day of the election, and I put two scenarios. I said, this is what kind of I hope happens, mm-hmm. but this would be so much worse and I hope doesn't happen.
Right.
Which is
what happens.
Like this, he cries foul. Right. Then I started telling everybody he's laughing and dancing. So it could be mean one of two things. I told everybody he's gonna be back. You know, he's gonna be bigger than ever. I said, don't worry about him. When he was cut off the platforms, I said, he'll just buy a platform. I said, everybody thinks that this is like Tucker was fired. Oh, I'm sorry. Now he's bigger than ever.
Right.
These are not people that are really, they don't seem to be being beaten down by the system.
No.
They seem to be playing some sort of, you know, pantomime mm-hmm. where they're trying to get everybody to buy into the story and then they're being elevated even more. So I believe that we're going to enter into a very, very big technological dictatorship. And it's going to happen and there's nothing we can do about it. And, you know, if people don't, and once again, God is in control, right? Just as God brought Nebuchadnezzar against Egypt. Mm-hmm. Here's the story of Nebuchadnezzar and Trump, by the way, right? And Cyrus, because Cyrus comes in after Nebuchadnezzar, turns into a beast of the field after he loses everything. Mm-hmm. I told everybody, I said, hey, you're going to lose everything. I said, you're telling everybody how great you are. Cut it out. I did a whole thing about Daniel and I taught on the chapter where I said it would be like me. Like I kind of liked the character of Trump. I was in his presence twice.
Right.
You know, twice. I produced him twice. He was good friends with Vince McMahon, my old boss. So he lost everything and now we have all this stuff. You know, it's like and it's like one thing after the mugshot was Blue Steel from Zoolander mm-hmm. and he was in the movie Zoolander 17 mm-hmm. seconds from the movie began.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the whole thing is like this is some great big movie. And so where's it going?
Soap opera.
It's going mm-hmm. there. It's going to, but it's also going to go to a place where people that are corrupt are going to be, they're going to be held to account. You know, this is going to be a tough time for a lot of people, but those that are trusting God, it's going to imagine when Israel was cast out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. Imagine right now me being told I got to get the hell out of New York. Right.
Right.
I have my house here. I got myself. It's like, what am I going to do? That would be devastating.
Right.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. That's it. We had the flood. You know,
that old saying, travel light. We all need to figure out how to do it.
We do.
I don't need my two moving vans every time I move, right?
My wife and I would need it as well.
Yeah. And so, okay, this gentleman said this, and I would like to respond to it, and I want to hear what your response is as well. Sure. You guys are expecting way too much out of these TV hosts. They're just people with a platform. Why can't they just interview these people? Doesn't mean that they support them. And mm-hmm. I would say what he started out saying is you guys expect way too much. I would say I believe the standards become so low that we are all accepting this.
I mean, there was no
I would love to hear what you think, though.
There was no journalistic integrity in what Tucker said. I mean, he was laughing and having a good old time, and he made him look and sound like a hero. Here's the thing, right? The Matrix, everything's the Matrix. The Matrix is coming against him. The Matrix, you know, Alex Jones, he did a video right after with Russell where he says, the Matrix is coming after Russell Brand. It's like, I'm starting to think that's the code for we're messing with you. You know, we're messing with you. I don't know. Maybe.
And so do you think you hold Tucker to a higher, like more news standard? Because you wouldn't mind if some other huge channel had him on, right?
I would mind anytime a large channel. Yeah, I had a problem when Candace was making him look good too, because it's like,
it's how they did it.
Well, yeah, no, it's not about not. I mean, listen, I wouldn't have a problem with you interviewing anybody.
Got it.
Especially if you're trying to lead them to a life of repentance and hope, and especially if they are repentant and hopeful, because if say if Tate came on his show and expressed remorse, look, I made a mistake, you know, it's like, I probably shouldn't have had a webcam business where, you know, I quit it three years ago, he says he reads the Quran. He says that he's a Muslim. I was like, my neighbor is a devout Muslim. Mm-hmm. He's smoking cigars and drinking and he's not a man of any faith as far as I'm concerned, but that's going to be the new hot. Oh, that's another thing, by the way.
I think that's he did it to protect himself, but I could be wrong.
Well, no, I agree with you, but that's also going to be the push. You're going to see, like, in my opinion, you're going to see
100% agree.
A push towards Islam,
and
a push towards Judaism kind of combined together, and mm-hmm. you're going to, because that's what's happening.
Right.
And I got to tell you something, once again, if anything is happening, who ultimately is in charge of it?
Right. Right. Right.
There's a reason God's doing it. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, maybe right now, you know, the people have gotten so corrupt that a heavier hand is needed. I'm not saying that it's right to be, you know, governing in a dictatorship. Like, you know, Trump was just saying how G's brilliant. He locked down like a billion people. He's brilliant. You know, I'm not going to say that that's a good thing. But I'm also understanding that nothing happens. I, the Lord, create good. I create chaos and evil. The Lord does this. This is right. In the scriptures.
Absolutely. You know, that's the only thing we should be fearing.
Right. And if you do, it is a fearful thing to be in the hand of the Lord. And I mean, I know I just get by. You know, I have debt. YouTube's been very difficult.
100% same.
I'm a person that has a problem asking for help. You know, right. Because I feel like, you know,
I'm glad you said that. Anyone that's here or visits, please go follow Jacob.
Jacob Israel. Yes.
Yes. Jacob Israel. And that's it, right? There's no number or anything.
No,
like
just
that?
Just on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you type in Jacob Israel, please do subscribe, share. And then everything else you'll learn from. I really would appreciate it. I'd like to get to know people. Yeah. I'm definitely different. You know, but I give all the elements of everything else people are watching. Just do it I call it like a poetic way. I love poetry. So I try to do things with like music, and I try to just bring people into to a song, yeah. Which is, you know, and I have a t-shirt called I Am a Witness, 1111. Mm-hmm. I tell people what a witness is. A witness is something or someone that sees like an accident. I witnessed an accident.
Sure.
So now I'm going to tell people what I witnessed. So like when I hear, you know, the news coming out, I'm like, I'm starting to see this. So I'm like, this is what I'm witnessing. Right. I don't know if it's going to happen that way. I don't know where it's going to go, but you know, I definitely am blown away by how, you know, just on the money things have been lately. It's been very, very rewarding.
It's incredible. That's why I call you a spiritual wildcatter.
Speculator is that's what I say. I'm a speculator.
Yeah.
You know, and a speculator is just somebody who forecasts. Like if this was a sports show, I would say, you know, Joey
Santo's going to win.
Yeah. He had an accident with his, you know, and this guy over here is going through trouble with his wife, and you look at everything and you speculate, you know? So, and that's what Jesus told us to do. He says, you could look at the weather.
Yeah.
And you could say it's going to be sunny tomorrow or it's going to be crappy weather tomorrow, but you don't see the signs of the times. I mean, my goodness, the signs are everywhere.
Yes.
And it's leading.
Well, that's because God is everywhere. People forget it. And not only is he omnipresent, he's omnipotent.
Right.
Like, please don't forget that every single atom. That's mind blowing to me. So somebody said something on here I'd love for your comment on. The heart of a man has gone cold. That happened overnight in a significant way. Since then, I'm noticing people not only don't want truth, but respond to truths in a very resentful way. Or in a resentful way. I added the very, sorry.
I mean, Jesus
said it. There I am lying.
He said very clearly, he said, you know, I send you out as sheep among wolves. He said, they're going to hate you for my name's sake. Now, that a lot of people don't even know what my name's sake means. I could wear a shirt that says Jesus. People could hate me. That's what they think it means. It's not what it means. The word name means the nature of.
The nature of. It covers absolutely. The I universal. Share that all the time.
Right. So my name's sake. So they'll hate you for my nature. Which is love, which is meekness, which is patience, which is long suffering. They're going to hate that because they don't have that.
Yeah.
They don't have that. Now, I'm going to tell you something else, because there is power in trying your best to live a good life.
Mm-hmm.
You put the best foot forward, and you really, when you make a mistake, you apologize and you make it right. You do unto others as you want done unto yourself. There's power in that. When you're not out to, you know, screw people over or manipulate, when you're not stealing, I sleep okay at night. You know, I get a lot of, I've gotten like threats. People have like legitimately said horrible, scary things
Same.
To me. And I always say,
they don't scare me at all.
I say to them, well, I do tell them, I say, you know, it wouldn't be a good thing for you.
Not because, that's so true.
Not because
God's not going to allow that.
Yeah, I mean, God allowed.
You reap what you sow, baby. You reap what you sow.
You reap what you sow. And it's like, and I can't live in fear. And I used to be scared all the time. I'm still fearful over little things. I'm still fearful like tomorrow they're going to go like this. And my channel is filled with such love. But if you listen to it, it's filled with a lot of like heavy truth. And it wakes people up to a lot of lies. And, but ultimately, isn't that what God wants?
Yes. Yes.
You know,
yes.
So, I mean, it's all working together for the good. That's what I believe.
Yes. That is awesome. And I think your take on the technocracy, did I say that right? Technocracy.
Yeah. Technocracy. Yeah. I mean, look, everything's going to be
100%.
They want smart cities. They want people. And all it takes is, taxes get too much. Things get too expensive. You can't keep your house anymore. Don't worry. We just built this 15-minute city. Just
and it's go free. There.
It's free.
Until you all get there, and then it won't be free anymore.
That sounds a lot like a ghetto. That sounds like one of the ghettos.
Yeah.
But when you have like Parliament celebrating people that put people in ghettos.
Was that not bizarre?
Not bizarre. Like, God reveals it. If they be corrupt, the corruption is coming. It's bubbling. God is showing the world just how evil these people are. And it's disgusting to me that they haven't been held accountable, but they're going to be. I think they're going to be. I think they're going to be.
I would love your take on turn the other cheek, because what you were saying earlier about we're done turning the other cheek. And I agree with you, but I want to hear what your real take is on how Christ intended that in your mind, in your own testimony.
Turning the other cheek for me has always been like, I'm not going to try to harm you.
Right.
I want, you know, and I'm just going to let God handle it. I'm going to let God handle it. If you're going to smack me in the face, like literally on my property, I'm going to defend myself. Okay.
Right. 100%.
But if you're going to like say something terrible about me or whatever, I'm not going to, you know, yeah. I've had so many people do so wrong, steal from me, you know, horrible things. What do? I leave it up to God and they end up in trouble. They end up in trouble.
I had like 8 years ago, I had someone really try to block me in business, like really try. I mean, they had the power.
Right.
And they were in front of the stairs and right, like two steps up was something that was supposed to happen.
Right.
God just opened an elevator. Someone else just swooped in and
there
was
you
like,
go.
Here, there's the back door. Like, come on. And I didn't even have to go through the stairs.
I mean, I had like two children and I was sick just out of the hospital.
Yeah.
In a small little apartment, you know, raising these two. I didn't know I could, you know, I just got out of ICU. Who knows? A 2-year-old and a 4-year-old in tow. But here I am now, you know, and it's like, you know,
so perfect.
God is good. Yep. You know, it would be nice if we knew the end from the beginning, but he does. So that's that works.
Well, thank you for being a speculator and thank you for being also entertaining as you do so.
And
it allows for a lot of hope and a lot of smiles, which I think is really, really important. And then too, I mean, I just appreciate your ability to see through things so quickly.
You do that too, though. You do that too.
I've gotten really good at it in the last
You're very savvy.
The last 3 years, I was so naive for so many years. Mm. I just trusted everybody and believed that they only had the best in them, and
right.
I was lying to myself in some way, and that's the piece. I think that as we release that victim. And we just trust God. I'm not going to be a victim here. I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
It completely disappears.
I feel like, you know, I guess we can end on this. This is really a positive thing.
Good. Let's do it.
Do you have like Roku or anything? You have Roku? You know what Roku is? Like a streaming service or whatever?
So I don't have that.
Okay. So I have Roku and they have like, you know, the screen that kind of keeps moving if your TV's on. So it doesn't freeze the frame.
Sure.
And I noticed a couple of days ago, because I had been praying, I said, Lord, I feel like, you know, when Israel left Egypt, they took the wealth of the Egyptians with them. God blessed them. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. I feel like that's the moment that's coming for us now.
Oh, nice.
Like we've been slave. I feel like the Jubilee's on its way. And on the Roku, there was like a carnival ship with the sign awesome. Jubilee. And I said, I think it's on its way.
I love when it happens that instantaneously. I can't say the story, but I literally was talking to my daughter about some major decision in my life. And I started reading the Bible in the first verse. It had the exact words that were just like, I bet they're only in the Bible twice. And so it was like, okay, God, I like that one. That was fun. It happened immediately. Well,
that's
thank you for being
here.
Thank you for sharing how you discern. Thank you for lifting people up. And I do think that comes back to the final thing is to not be afraid, to look at what people's intentions are. Are they to attack and to critique and to, or are they to exalt and pick people up and be more single-minded in Christ? So thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks everyone for being here. And please follow Jacob. He's also on Twitter. It's JacobIsrael71.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere else?
That's it. Well, my website too, jacobisrael.com, and my novel, which is, it's available. You can get it anywhere. It's called The Calling. Just, you know, YouTube would be great and Twitter would be great because then I get to interact with y'all.
Okay. And so
thank you, Bob, for having
right
me
now,
on.
Go straight to it, guys. All right. Bye, Jacob. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east, to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.